Something happened this fall in Idaho that hadn't happened in more than 60 years. Some tiny schools played football using just 6 players instead of the usual 11 or 8 player teams. The districts that played 6-man football this year say it's a perfect fit for them. But overall, interest in the sport has been weak, and it appears Idaho's experiment will end after just 1 season. You can hear the pride in Randy Jewett's voice when he talks about his school's football heritage. He stands in Camas County High School in Fairfield and points to class pictures that line the main hallway. He says in the 1970s, the Mushers were regulars in the state championship game.
I know they won it that year, and I'm pretty sure there's some incredible football players in this area. We dominated 8-man football in Idaho.
Jewett is the school's athletic director. He's also the former head football coach and a current assistant. Someone from his family has been involved in football here nearly every year for the past 5 decades. So it was painful to watch last year as his school struggled to find enough players to field an 8-man team. Some games got so out of hand, officials ended them early.
A couple of the state playoff teams really handed it to us. You know, we have the mercy rule in Idaho. And we had one team and beat us 60-0.
Enrollment at the high school in Camas County is 37 students, about half of what it was 30 years ago. Jewett says a school may never be able to consistently field 8-man teams again, so he helped lead an effort to get the state to sanction 6-man football. Last December, the State Athletics Association approved a 3-year pilot project. On a Friday afternoon in Fairfield, about 2 dozen people sit in stands overlooking the football field. 6 players from Camas County line up against 6 players from Lima, Montana. The teams play on a smaller-than-normal field in the shadows of the snow-capped Sawtooth Mountains. Sonia's short son, Trent, is one of the Camas County players. The family moved here recently from a larger district where Trent tried but did not like football. His mom says he kind of got lost in the shuffle.
But this year, he's shined so much. And next year, as a senior, I can only imagine what it'll do for him, for his confidence and graduating high school for the rest of his life, possibly. I mean, I think that this has been a turning point for him.
These are our opportunities to build kids, to build discipline and try to give them a sense of self-esteem and reasons to come to school for those who have a hard time finding a reason to come to school.
Jeff Rast is the principal at Camas County. He's thrilled with the switch to 6-man. He says the game was designed for communities like his. 1,000 residents live in Camas County, an area that covers 1,000 square miles. But other Idaho schools haven't been so enthusiastic.
It's been an uphill battle trying to get 6-man football going back into a state that hasn't had it since 1947. You got other states like Texas, Wyoming, Montana, where it's still very big. But for us, it represents a big shift. And for a lot of schools, it's a plunge that they're really not willing to take yet.
2 examples are Hanson and Murtaugh in the Magic Valley. Just before the season this year, a lack of players forced them to combine their programs. The towns are located 11 miles apart, making the co-op possible. Athletic directors at both schools say they weren't familiar enough with the 6-man game to seriously consider it and probably won't going forward. In fact, the only other school to play 6-man football this year was Clark County in eastern Idaho. It also played games against schools from Montana. That state has sanctioned a 6-man division for more than 30 years, and the number of schools playing in it continues to increase. But John Billitz, the head of Idaho's High School Activities Association, says there's resistance here.
We've always been an 8-man state. I think schools want to hold on to their 8-man identity as much as they can. And as long as they can field 8-man teams, they want to do it. I don't think it's reached crisis proportion yet.
In Fairfield, Randy Jewett's sense of pride gives way to concern when he talks about the future of Camas County football. Sharing with another school isn't possible. Jewett laughs, but it's clear he's worried what the overall lack of interest in 6-man football will do to the program here.
You know, we're not a small school anymore. We're a teeny tiny school, you know, and it gives you a chance to keep playing football. I don't want to make any changes. God love the soccer people, but I want to play football.
School officials in Clark County have already decided to field an 8-man team next year. They say it was too difficult to fill up a schedule with only one other Idaho school playing the 6-man game. And that will likely force Camas County to make the same move. It also means a return to the struggles and uncertainty that come with the 8-man game here. That leaves Principal Jeff Rast to ponder the question, what's lost in this tiny community if football goes away?
What's lost here? That's a hard question to answer. A lot of tradition. And tradition is big in any community, I mean even large cities, but in a small town, traditions are much more of a glue that holds things together. And there will be a void that people really feel if we lose that.
Jewett, the athletic director, says the boys in next year's high school classes will probably be able to field an 8-man team. He's just not sure how long that will be the case.